There are so many excellent locations to go to for walking and for hiking. But for inexperienced people, what do they need to consider? What are some of the do's and don'ts if you're setting out on a walk?
What I always tell people is to respect your surroundings, respect the environment, and respect the conditions, Michael. So, you know, especially with the emergence of social media now and everybody not necessarily only just wanting to go and walk a trail, but to go and visit remote and, you know, rarely visited places. There's a few things that I stand by, and I hope that they'll be of assistance to our listeners today. So what I tell people is to always plan ahead. So do thorough research on the area you're hiking in. There's some great channels out there. For instance, the Parks Queensland website and the Bushwalking Queensland website that offer downloadable content for a lot of the national parks trails, which are the more popular trails. So familiarise yourself with the location in which you're hiking. That's a really big one. Know your limits. So be realistic about your abilities and capabilities. It's all well and good to look at a picture of a remote water formation or waterfall, but just remember, if you have to get there and you need to be able to get back. And so sometimes it's best, as we've spoken about in the past, to start off with a social walking group and, you know, start off small and sort of, you know, work your way up to those bigger ones. Another thing I'll say is that be prepared for the unexpected. So, you know, what are you going to do if the weather turns bad? You know, if someone's injured, you know, if someone gets sick, we always need to be prepared for that and stay on marked tracks. You know, never walk alone and always tell someone where you're going and when to expect you home. So you always should be letting somebody know that, you know, I'm due home at late this afternoon. And if not, this is where I am and this is what you need to do. And obviously the leave no trace principles as well. So take only pictures and leave only footprints. Very important out there, given how popular the hiking and bushwalking is across our regions now.
Yeah, leave no trace. That's an interesting point because you say take your pictures and, you know, take those memories. They're important. But I wanted to ask you as well, how careful do we need to be now when we're taking those pictures? Because you see a lot of people who are on social media, they may really go to great lengths to get that perfect shot, that perfect selfie. How could we be putting ourselves in danger by doing that?
Well, once again, you know, we see many people via social media that aren't respecting their surroundings, aren't respecting the environment, and aren't respecting the conditions. So, I mean, you can get a perfectly beautiful photo of a waterfall or another point of interest without having to, you know, climb up and, you know, halfway up it and then jump off headfirst into the water and that. I mean, we do see some crazy things out there and some really irresponsible acts. And I think, you know, unfortunately, they get more attention at times than the majority of what happens out there. So we just need to, once again, you know, respect our surroundings, the environment, the conditions. And if you don't mind, I was also just going to go through a couple of really brief things that I ask people to bring when they go on a walk, if
sure.
you don't mind.
Mm.
So just a couple of things. So over the last couple of years, obviously taking out over 4,500 hikers and explorers, you know, you get to know what people need, what they need, what they should bring and what comes in handy. So just quickly, a couple of things, plenty of water. And just remember that everyone consumes different amounts of water. So some people can walk all day and in the warm day and only consume a tiny bit of water, whereas other people will require sort of a lot of water. So just be aware of how much you need to consume. A PLB, a personal locator beacon, which is a satellite beacon. So we always make sure there's one or two of those within the group. And also the OOO app for smartphones. So you can actually get on there. And while I always would rely on the PLB, because I know smartphones can be damaged easily, run out of batteries, et cetera, et cetera. The OOO app is also another good app to have on your phone there for if you need it. Appropriate footwear and clothing. So just be aware of, once again, your surroundings. And, you know, you may decide to, if you're walking a creek line for the day, to wear open creek shoes or sandals. But if you're walking on a trail all day, to wear hiking boots. I often see people come to grief with not wearing the right shoes and hiking boots, and plenty of sun protection. Something that we can't stress enough to our North Queensland and Central Queensland communities is that even on an overcast day, even when it doesn't seem like the sun's out, you're going to get burnt just as easy. So just a few things there, Michael. I'm sure others may have more to add to the list, but they're the couple that I sort of go through. And also plenty of snacks and electrolytes and a good first aid kit and a snake bandage.
You've got the lot covered. I love that. And particularly about the footwear, that's really interesting because I think a few people, and I know I found this myself, might have just started off on a little walk, maybe just wearing your sandals or thongs or something, and then you thought, oh, I'll go a bit further, and you got the most inappropriate footwear.
That's exactly right. I can't tell you the amount of times, Michael, that I've had to stop halfway through a walk, particularly a downhill walk, and help people cut their toenails off or remove toenails because they've worn the wrong shoes.
No.
That's just one example. So that's probably a little bit graphic for our listeners, but it does happen, and it does, like, the footwear is the most important thing. You know, if you've got your the right shoes and your footwear sorted, generally you're on the right track.